Did you know that every species of sea turtle in U.S. waters is endangered? Preserving these amazing and essential sea creatures is of the utmost importance. Manager of Animal Rescue at the National Aquarium, Jen Dittmar, is here to talk about the work she and her team are doing on behalf of sea turtles and why it's so important. Thanks for coming in, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
Sea turtles are facing tremendous challenges. In your view, why is it so important that we help them?
Sea turtles facing a lot of challenges, and the majority of those challenges are human-related. So it's important that we are able to give back to them and provide rehab efforts and research efforts to support conservation of sea turtles.
What are some of the major challenges they face?
Sea turtles face a lot of threats from humans. It could be interactions with vessels or fisheries interactions. It can also be ingestion of marine debris. They also face a lot of natural events that challenge them, such as cold stunning events like we see oftentimes in the Northeast region, which are basically events that cause hypothermia in sea turtles.
I'm guessing that things like undisposed trash, monofilament line are probably a problem. What can people do to help?
So basic steps help disposing of your trash properly if you like to go to the beach. If you're a fisher person or fisherman, you can dispose of your fishing line properly. We see a lot of animals that have monofilament entanglements or ingestions. Mm-hmm. You can also help by not disturbing sea turtle nests if you happen to live in an area where there's sea turtle nesting.
And then are there organizations, too, that I guess that people can get involved with?
Yeah, you can definitely become a volunteer for areas that have sea turtle nesting. You can volunteer to walk the beaches and report sea turtle nests and also dig into sea turtle nests once the nest has hatched. They do inventories to see how many eggs hatched. So there are a lot of great volunteer opportunities to get involved.
So back on rehabilitation, in our area, what are the most common reasons that sea turtles come in?
We commonly will see cold stun turtles in our area, but because the Chesapeake Bay is a great foraging area for sea turtles, we do unfortunately see interactions with recreational boats or marine debris interactions where they may have ingested some plastic that they shouldn't have or something like that.
Okay. Give us a sense of some recent successes for sea turtles.
So the green sea turtle down in Florida, in the late 1970s, there were only about 62 nests on average recorded along the Florida coast. But this year, there were over 37,000 nests recorded.
Wow.
So there's been a big comeback along the Florida coast for green sea turtles. And Kemp's Ridleys are considered the most critically endangered turtle, but there seems to be some good news in that their populations are starting to recover as well. So while there is hope, we do still have a long way to go.
Sounds like cautious optimism.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to talk about something you're so obviously so passionate about, Jen.
Thank you for having me.
To learn more about recent rescued turtles at the National Aquarium's Animal Care Center and how you can support animal rescue, visit aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.